This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hey there, Dave.
And our guest is Mr. Arthur Yatsko, president of the Rhode Island Association of Realtors. And we're looking at much better home sales numbers for Rhode Island for 2015. Mr. Yatsko, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
Some 9,800 sales, highest volume since 2004. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. We've got the highest median price since 2008.
And that is?
$225,000.
In general, what sparked the better numbers?
A combination of things. The economy's improved. Lending has improved. There's a little bit of pent-up demand that's being able to relieve itself with the higher values from the prior year. So we're kind of seeing a perfect storm.
Could you see this coming, this positive movement?
Yes, we've been tracking this for a while.
Now, when you talk about improved lending, what does that mean?
You no longer have to not need the money to get a mortgage.
Wait a minute. Let's go back. You no longer have to not need the money to get the mortgage. What does that mean?
Just into the recession, the lending guidelines got very strict. And the joke was you could only get a mortgage if you didn't need it. But now creditworthy borrowers are able to get financing and get into a home. So that's helping move inventory.
Now, one of the causes for the financial crisis, of course, were too lax lending standards. Is it swinging too far, do you think, or is it more appropriate now?
I don't think it's back to normal. It has a little further to swing before we get back to good people who should be able to get a loan. But it's getting there. And certainly we don't want to go back to the lending well, I might be even loose to call them standards. But if you had a phone, you could get a loan. But now, they actually want to see that, you know, you have a job. And we're also at the other end of the market. So I don't see prices, property is not, in my opinion, too high or over-inflated.
Now, when you talk about pent-up demand, are you thinking about from the buyer perspective, the seller perspective, or both?
I think it's a little bit of both. I wonder, how long you can live in that one-bedroom apartment with your two kids. As they get older, you need to move out. Older sellers' job situation has changed. Maybe they want to retire. Maybe they were close to parity. Now they have some equity. They can afford to sell and use that equity to trade up or trade down.
We're hearing about the Fed raising interest rates a little bit and possibly passing that along to other loans. Considering that and other factors, do you think this positive momentum that we saw in 2015 will carry into 2016 for the real estate market?
Absolutely. In fact, when the Fed raised rates, the mortgage rate actually went down a little bit.
Because?
I think you need a Ouija board to be able to figure that one out. But the demand, perhaps nationally, is not there for the money. And, with the stock market being a little bit choppy, maybe people are buying bonds instead, and that's helping to hold the rate down.
Condos and multifamily properties also did better locally in 2015. Are more people interested in real estate as an investment?
Real estate is the one investment that provides shelter. So I think everybody is looking at real estate as a good place to be. It tends to be a safe and consistent investment. We the recession notwithstanding.
I'm thinking you buy a triple decker, one lives on the first floor, and then you have two sets of tenants paying off the price of the property.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a very good way to go. A lot of folks get into that situation, perhaps with a family member in the other unit, so they keep everybody close.
Do you see one part of the market or another being more active in the coming year?
I think we're going to see an improvement in the condo sales. They're not quite tracking the others right now, but FHA has recently changed their guidelines to make it a little bit easier to finance a condominium, and we think that the easing up of the lending will move that market along.
There are fewer distressed sales in Rhode Island. What does that tell you?
I think that is a reflection of that we're working through that back inventory, but even the distressed sales are up almost 4% for their median sale price. So when the value of the stress sales are going up, I think it's a really good indicator.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're speaking with Mr. Arthur Yatsko, president of the Rhode Island Association of Realtors.
We were just talking about distress sales. Now, the percentage of homes that are, say, underwater, in other words, that the value of a mortgage is greater than the value, the equity in the home, do you see that continuing to improve, and is that a factor in the reason that the market is getting better?
Yes, I think it will continue to improve because as the price values go up, more and more people build equity. Now, whether or not 2 years ago you were actually upside down or maybe you just didn't have enough equity to make the change into the property that you wanted. So that as the values go up, I think the market will continue to kind of feed on itself.
Now, one of the things that drove that, you know, sort of the underwater nature of a lot of loans were actually second loans, you know, lines of equity and other odds and ends as people with the fast increase in home values were trying to take money out, you know, to buy something else. Do you see that kind of lending going back to what the levels were before, or are people more conservative?
I think that's more of a question for a mortgage broker. I'm not familiar with that. I have read that some folks are taking some cash out, but from the information I just saw, it was people who didn't have a mortgage to start with.
If someone has gone through a foreclosure or a short sale, are they shut out of the market?
No, absolutely not. And I think that's part of what's driving this market. The National Association of Realtors tells us that there'll be 1,500 buyers will become available to enter the market this year alone, and some 4,500 over the next 6 to 7 years. And the interesting thing is when you meet these folks, a lot of them aren't aware that they can go back into the market now. And it's a great time for them to do that, because in some cases, the cost to buy a house, mortgage, taxes, and insurance is less than what they're paying to rent it.
Have you noticed any interesting trends among customers, among home shoppers, millennials, for example, anything that they like that's novel?
Well, they like the information yesterday. They text you and they want it right then and right there. They can also access the information. When you get a call from a young buyer, they usually know everything about the house because they've already been to your website. They've already checked out the details. They've already looked at the 25 pictures that you've posted, and they have, you know, very specific questions.
Now, for a number of years, the young buyers, the millennials, the concern was that they weren't entering the real estate market as much as previous generations had been. And a lot of them have been moving into cities. They like the sort of the denser lifestyle. Are you finding that more young buyers are entering the market now that the market is sort of is heating up?
We are seeing some more young buyers enter the market. They are lagging previous generations. That might be because of student loan debt. I wonder if it isn't because of what they witnessed through the recession. Also, we're finding that some of them have limited credit histories. They shop and buy and pay for things differently than previous generations, so they have to do a little bit of a kind of a build-up to get themselves in a position to buy.
Okay, we'll have to wrap things up. And thanks to our guest, Rhode Island Association of Realtors President Arthur Yatsko.
Thank you.
And thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.